Back to the Swish Podcast. I'm Jake.
And I'm also Jake, and today we're back with another special episode. Today we have Kansas City Current and U.S. Women's National Player Claire Hutton. Claire, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm awesome. I'm so great. I'm so happy to be here with you guys and excited for this opportunity.
Thank you. So let's hop right into it. Obviously, starting with how has the season been going? How has it just been like fully playing?
It's awesome. We had our first home opener this past Saturday. We played against Portland. We won 5-4, which is a pretty crazy game if you know soccer. I don't know if you guys heard, but we have a new women's stadium. It's the first ever in the world, actually, called CPKC Stadium. So it was just pretty surreal being able to play on that and just having my professional debut in that stadium on that day.
Yeah, like for you, what has like been the transition to like playing professionally been like for like how's has it been easy? Has it been a little bit difficult?
I would say it's difficult. It's just the speed of play definitely is so much faster. You're surrounded by people who are all technically so freaking good that like you look around and every touch good, every touch is perfect, but it's just about speeding your play up. But what's been really easy about it is being surrounded by such amazing people and teammates. So that's what's made the transition a lot easier for me.
What got you into like soccer? Obviously, what players did you like grow up watching and trying to model your game after?
So I started soccer when I was about 4 years old. My older brother played rec, and then when he played, I just kept begging my parents to let me play. So they finally got me my first pair of cleats, and I joined just the town team. As I grew up, I watched a lot of the Brazilian football players, like Ronaldinho, Neymar, all of them, and I would just study how they would dribble the ball, how they moved off the ball and things like that. And then that made me fall in love with the game and just fall in love with what you could do with your feet, what you could do on the ball, and like how you could pass the ball in different ways, different tricks you could do and things like that. And then as I got a little bit older, I started watching other players like Iniesta, De Bruyne, and players like that who are a little bit more savvy off the ball and a little bit more like smart with how they pass and things like that rather than always dribbling. So it's changed as I've gotten older, but there's so many players that I look up to.
So, I mean, I read that you started playing varsity as a seventh grader. So, like, what was it like, you know, playing that high of a level as a seventh grader? Like, what was that kind of like?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was in my school, I went to Bethlehem High School, upstate New York. So there was one other seventh grader who made the varsity team before me. So it was pretty cool when I got called into the office with the coach and he finally told me that I made the team. So pretty stoked about that. And that kind of was the beginning of my journey and like how I continued just to keep going up. It was my first experience really playing with like older players, because obviously I was playing up as I was growing up, but it was really ever just 2 years up, maybe 3 years up. But at that time I was playing almost 6 years up. So just experiencing that made me grow up a little bit faster, but it was always so fun because I love playing.
So obviously you are one of many rare people that made their international debut with the U17 team in the 2022 championship. So what was that whole experience for you like?
It was honestly really hard. The experience itself, playing for my country for the first time ever was surreal, just like the past game this weekend. But the entire journey with the national team is just hard because you get called into camps, and these camps are about a week long. And the camps I was going to were in California. So I would get called into these camps, and then you'd go to the camps, and then you'd go home, and then you just wait. And you'd wait a couple weeks, and you'd sometimes wait a couple months just to see if you got another email. And one day an email would pop up to say you've been selected or you haven't been selected to the next camp. So it was stressful. A lot of work was put into it. A lot of time studying the game was put into it. But to finally be able to step on the field wearing a United States jersey was one of the most incredible things of my life.
What was it like, you know, getting to play a lot of different people from different countries, like around the world? Like, what was that like?
It's really cool. It's kind of funny because you step on the field and like some countries we play, like Argentina or Chile, when we played them, like they don't speak English. So you're on the field and you're obviously playing the same sport and you're doing the same thing that everyone loves. but you're all speaking different languages. So like I'm yelling to my teammates, like, do this, as they're yelling in Spanish to their teammates. So we have no idea what each other are playing. But what's so cool about it is a sport that we all love has brought us together on into the same pitch, and we're just all doing it because we enjoy it.
Recently signing a 3-year deal with Kansas City, what's that been like for you, knowing that at only such a young age that you're already guaranteed for these 3 years to be in the pros? And what's that whole experience been like for you?
I think just how I look at it is I can't take anything for granted. So obviously I do have these next 3 years, but I want to make the most of these next 3 years so that the years after that, I can just keep going up. Because if I look at these 3 years and be like, wow, like I made it, then I really didn't make it. Because after these 3 years, if then they finish and I'm not offered another contract here or elsewhere, then I really didn't make it. Me making it would be at the end of the day, after playing for 15 years or so, finally retiring and saying like I achieved everything I wanted to. So it's pretty amazing. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, but I know there's a lot more to be done.
I mean, recently you were the captain of the U19 team in the Pan Am Games. So like, what was it like, you know, getting that honor and, you know, playing in the Pan Am Games? What was that like?
It was pretty cool. What's cool, like playing with the U17s and just being a player on the team versus with the U19s and then being the captain, is I had different roles. Because as the captain, you have to care a little bit more about every single player on the team, making sure everyone's okay on and off the field, relationships, everything's like that. Just as a player, it's a little bit more like focusing on yourself. So I thought it was just a really cool opportunity to see both sides of it and just to see how I could challenge myself to be a good person, good player, good leader, and everything all in one, while also trying to win a gold medal.
As an eighth grader, winning the Player of the Year award, and then now going past all the way to the pros at such a young age. And so I guess, like, in terms of, like, the determination, how is that sort of, like, process for you? Has it always been, like, always, like, this, what's that whole experience been like in, like, preparation, I guess, and always being prepared and determined to be the best at such a young age, always, like, when the odds aren't in your favor?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of something I've grown up with. My parents have always pushed to, if you do something, do it to your best effort. So I've just kind of taken it to that next level. And if I'm going to do something, why not try to be the best at it? So that's kind of how I was with soccer. I just, every day when I played, I would just make sure I was trying my best, being the best I could be, and finding different ways that I could do it. So just being able now to like look back a little bit and see all the work I've put into it is pretty amazing. And I don't think I gave myself enough credit as I was growing up, but looking back, it is pretty cool what I've done. But like I said before, I know I have a lot more to do, but it's just kind of like an everyday type of grind thing.
And kind of like moving into different types of questions here, like, what would you say like your favorite stadium you played in has been, and like a stadium you like look forward to playing in?
I would say so far my favorite stadium I played in when I was in the Pan Am Games, the U19 national team. I don't remember the name of the stadium. It might have been like something like Salido or something like that. But I don't know if it was the stadium itself, but it was a night game against Chile in Chile. And I think we had almost like 15,000 fans or something in it. So it was packed stadium, night game, lights were on, and you could not hear the person next to you. So just the experience of that and just being in an environment where like you just feel the energy in the air, it was surreal. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
So, I mean, I guess so far in your career, what would you say like your favorite moment has been?
I would say the walkout to this past game, because as I'm walking out, the fireworks were going off when I was coming out of the tunnel, and it literally just felt like I was in FIFA. It was kind of one of those like pinch me moments.
Obviously, very important question to wrap up this interview. Obviously, just had your first game, but what are some of your main goals, you know, for this entire season? Because obviously starting as a rookie in this crazy experience, obviously, is pretty surreal. So what are some of your main goals moving forward?
I think one of the biggest things is just consistency. It's easy for a lot of players to get the start or play minutes and then drop off. So I think one of my biggest things is just continuing to stay consistent and always being there, showing up to practice, giving my best effort. So that's kind of where it starts. And then from there, I think I want to take it to improving how I get forward on the attack and continuing to like protect our back line, get the shutouts, things like that. So I would just, this first season's a lot about the little things and just making sure everything's foolproof and accurate and consistent. And then from there, after this year, I'm just going to start building into what else can I add to my game.
That's pretty much all we needed. Thank you so much, Claire, for hopping on our podcast. We appreciate it so much. Good luck to you on the rest of the season. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.